And we're trying to see the flow, the progression of the analysis. And so I'm doing a segment called Reflections of 3.7 in order to, I'm hoping it will be helpful for us to develop the kind of sight, the vantage. I use the phrase seeing from the vantage of the whole, seeing the broad sweep of our of the development of our understanding, as a and that this doing so may help us share this understanding with others. Reflections of 3.7, and this is from Reflections of the August 30th, 2015 show. And I, as I said, encourage folk to revisit that 3.7 series. I believe we are clarifying a useful strategy for building our global resistance sooner. And it can't get soon enough for me, and it can't get soon enough for the Earth, for our in the crosshairs hardcore brothers and sisters. But what of the left? Are they not in opposition? Do they not represent for an alternative vision? All the progressives, the Marxists, and the anarchists, do they not give us vigorous debate, discussion, and argument? With such engaged examination of all of the issues, how is that not critical discussion? The progressive vision of socialism was stripped of its internationalism in World War II's massive slaughter and destruction. And the ideology of Marxism worked to defeat from within, like a Trojan horse with a secret mission, by mystifying mind. It served to divide us by making it an academic discussion and by co-signing the mind-body divide propaganda. Shouldn't our actions be guided by reason? But there's no contradiction. It's the split that's the issue, the elevation of mind, the silencing of our bodies, the omnipresent propaganda that we are here to serve, which means what our bodies want can never be our priority, that we must ignore them to be productive, when what we want for our lives is holism. But surely in the schools there's discussion. Isn't that the point of education? How do we know there is suppression? We know because there's no discussion of freeing human energy from coercion or the omnipresence of coercion in a world of abundance. We know because there's no discussion of a global alternative. We know because there's no discussion of power being global. We know because there's no discussion of class or the fact that it's totalitarian and that it's embedded in the practice called child rearing, or that obedience training prepares us for fascism. We know because there's no discussion of broad agent infiltration into peace groups and church groups and innocuous arts groups, and especially into debates of state-based socialism to ensure power's taboo thoughts never get raised. We are so made for being straightforward. It's a basic premise for our thought to grow, that when confronted by an omnipresent dishonest, the discomfort we feel in our subconscious as the disjunction between what we see and feel and what's true causes us to withdraw from it. It's a terrible thing to be false with your fellows when we're made for mutual aid. So we must prepare ourselves to not be dismayed by this tactic. How? How do we prepare for lying and duplicity, for the betrayal of a fellow traveler in life? By being happy, by continuously growing. Happiness is self-creation. by having our core self, our fellow travelers in mission, wrap us in love. By having a prize that we never lose sight of. By having clear principles and practices that guide